Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I agree with Three Humped Camel on the Ag Up Equipment text line. I just passed a Hyundai Santa Cruz. That guy plays disc golf. Yeah. No, I agree with that. And that was probably one that I should have thrown out. Maybe that was what I saw. I thought it was a Mitsubishi. Is there such thing as a let's see. There we go. Yeah, it is. There is a Mitsubishi Outlander.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I got it right. I wasn't sure if I didn't write it down. Usually I have to do that to remember to incorporate it into the show. But I was driving. So, yeah, I agree with you. Ag Up Equipment, John Deere Tractor text line, 601-885-3776. 885-3776. Three Hump Camel. We were talking about disc golf guy, and I mentioned the Subaru, but I agree on the Mitsubishi Outlander and the Hyundai Santa Cruz. And Blake's got a Jeep Cherokee. I mean, I'd throw that in. I mean, is yours a crossover or an SUV?
No, it's a full, I mean, it's a Jeep Grand Cherokee. It's not, it's a SUV. Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I'm trying to think if Jeep even makes a cross. I don't know that they make a. They make like a truck, but I don't know that they make a car crossover. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Oh, a car. Yeah. Maybe they don't.
Yeah.
But I was thinking maybe an SUV. You know, like Acura has the RDX.
Correct.
It's smaller than the MDX.
Because it's a combination of like their sports sedan and their right. SUV. Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Because Jeep doesn't make a sedan, I don't know that they go that way. But they do have a Jeep truck crossover, which is hideous.
I like what Nick said on the Ag Up Equipment text line. I just passed a guy in a dually pulling a gooseneck. That guy does not play disc golf.
You'd be surprised how he's probably right if he's pulling a gooseneck, but you'd be surprised how many big trucks. There's a lot of country boys that you're getting into disc golf.
But that's anything down here. I mean, correct. Country boys are included in everything correct. Because there's so many of them.
Correct.
I mean, regardless of what you were doing on a Saturday,
there were trucks there.
There would be white pickup trucks in the parking lot. I mean, whether that's travel ball, whether that's disc golf, whether that's playing golf, whether that's turkey hunting, whether that's going to Mudbugs, St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
We could,
the softball fields.
Ole Miss parking lot this weekend, Mississippi State parking lot this weekend for baseball. You know,
absolutely.
Kessler Prime, Bravo, Bulldog Burger, Burgers and Blues. Yeah. Dragos, keep going.
You go up north and the parking lots all feel like they're wide open, but really it's just because you don't have so many trucks there.
You don't.
It's like a whole different world.
And some of my friends, especially those that I've met through the our world, entertainment ad world, they don't have cars. So, like the buddy that I referenced that has the condo in Indianapolis, he doesn't have a car.
He doesn't need one.
He's never had one.
Yeah. My cousin in Dallas, he and his girlfriend that live together, they sold one car because they don't need. They live in downtown Dallas.
And I've got a friend in New York who doesn't have a car. Yeah. He's like, why would I have a car?
My cousin and his wife.
And if you put that pen to paper. From,
maintenance,
I don't know,
gas,
22 to whenever, 62, 70, 80. You know, if you put pen to paper.
Got to be hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Because you think of your insurance that
you don't pay.
Is automatically
and
deducted
and
every
gas
month.
And yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, I like this unnamed texter. Disc golf is highly underrated. I love that. He says he now plays cornhole, though.
There's a lot of crossover, I think, between cornhole guy and cross and disc golf guy. Yeah. I almost said CrossFit guy.
No, those there's no crossover there. That's a whole different world. That's a whole different world.
Like yesterday I went out to The SEC Insider Hit this morning is brought to you by Independent Roofing Systems. So whether it's arts and entertainment, churches, corporate centers, government, industrial, institution, medical centers, what do all these roofs have in common? They're done well if they're done with us. I love that. Call Independent Roofing Systems for a job done right. Roofing.ms. The Out of Bounds Show is powered by Independent Roofing Systems. Yeah, so Blake, yesterday I was at the Lake Caroline golf course for the Delta for the Boo Ferris Invitational.
Yeah.
And Casey Myrick and John Polis and that crew put it on for Delta State Baseball. I got to have lunch with Todd Cooley, the head football coach at Delta State. He went 10-2 last year.
That's not bad.
He's a super guy. Hilarious. We cut up a little bit. It was a lot of fun. That's a good group. Strong group. All they've done is win forever. And it was an unbelievable turnout, Blake. Of course, the day was perfect.
Yeah.
The clouds burned off and they had a wonderful day. So the first ever Boo Ferris Invitational was a hit. But I don't know how many disc golf guys were out there, just FYI. It was a very pickup truck driven parking lot, though. I drove up in Wendy's little Acura RDX, so I may have been out of.
Yeah.
Although I did pull up beside a guy who had a very, very nice Lexus sedan, and he was getting a very cool bag of golf clubs out of his Lexus sedan. Very nice guy.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. And his wife was with him. I think she was playing with him, I guess. But they were really nice people. And it was good, though. It was really good. By the way, Lake Caroline, they sell Oliva cigars.
Blake. Oh, that's awesome.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that
I haven't
either.
Been in the clubhouse in a while. I was doing that circuit for a while, and then, life.
The pro golf circuit?
Life happened. Well, obviously.
Yeah.
And I was up there a lot for, the first, 6 or 7 years I was in the business.
Yeah.
I was bouncing around to golf tournaments, and shaking Caroline a lot of hands.
Caroline was booming back then. Then it went through the drop off and everything came back. When was the last time you played golf? A full round. Not just like hit one when Wilkes was out there, because I know you've gone
full
out.
Full round of golf?
18 holes.
2005.
That's incredible.
Rush agent, who I love, and he's hard to love, just like me. We're both an acquired taste. We made the mistake of going out to Live Oaks in February and it was 30 degrees.
Why?
It was miserable. Because he was a producer on the show. His family owned Live Oaks before Kyle bought it. And we were doing something goofy on the air, but we picked the worst
day
possible.
Yeah. That sounds like something that prior planning was not involved in.
I don't think it was.
Yeah. Y'all were like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we did this? Sure. And then you got out there and you were like, this isn't funny anymore.
It was a long time ago.
I'm not laughing.
But I had a great time with the Delta State crew, and they had a good group. Are you playing in a disc golf tournament this weekend?
Not this weekend, but then April's going to be, I think I have like 2 or 3 in April. So we're none this weekend and then booked up through April.
Yeah.
So it'll be a busy.
Oh, you're booked in April.
I've got like three of the 4 weekends I have a tournament in April.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like none were in March. It's just kind of how it goes sometimes.
There you go. SEC Insider Hit this morning also brought to you by Dr. Kirk Jeffries, Eye Care Professionals. If you need cataract surgery, you want to go to Eye Care Professionals. You want to go to Dr. Kirk Jeffries and the team on Lakeland Drive. They have one location in Jackson by Smith Wills. And one location, Flowood Bellmead. Eye Care Professionals, Dr. Kirk Jeffries. Christian's pretty funny here on the agup.com text line. I just pulled up at Home Depot in my wife's Hyundai Santa Fe and not my Tahoe. I feel very lost.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Unnamed texture said Kia Sportage is definitely a disc golf vehicle.
Oh, no question.
100%. And I think I have a buddy of mine that I play with. He drives like a Kia Soul, which is...
A Kia Soul.
You know, that's that hamster. Do you remember the hamster commercial vehicle?
No.
It's like a box. It's like a little mini SUV that's shaped like a box, and it would have the hamsters like bouncing around in it on TV. That was the commercial for it. That's the car he drives.
That's
very disc golfy.
I would not drive that car.
Well, no, I wouldn't either. I have self-respect.
But you mentioned the Mini Cooper earlier, that you have a friend who drives a Mini Cooper.
I do.
That's a disc golf guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And he's actually the most country guy. Like, he wore an all denim. He wore a Canadian tuxedo to the disc golf course like a month ago.
How was it?
He was in denim jeans and a t-shirt and denim jacket. And he has like the Duck Dynasty beard.
Oh.
Yeah. No, he's like, if you saw him, you'd go, oh, that guy drives like a 1980s pickup truck, and he doesn't. He drives a Mini Cooper.
I was talking to a guy yesterday at the golf tournament before, you know, we were just all out there sipping on a beer and hanging out. Sunshine's perfect. And this guy's affiliated in some way, shape, or form to the Delta State Baseball. I guess he played there. Okay. He put 90% of a can of dip
in one
in his mouth while we were talking. And he kept, like, he didn't miss it. We were talking about.
Just legendary.
And he put some in, and then he packed some more in, and then he went back for one more in the can. And I thought, you're ready.
Was it all in one lip, or did he go up?
No, he went all the way around.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
On the bottom.
Yeah.
He did a full Monty. Okay.
It reminded me, you know, when I've been talking to Mike Leach, and he'll put damn near a full, he would put. Damn near a full can of dip in his mouth.
I had a football coach in high school at prep
that
also taught driver's ed. And he would dip like, you know, 2/3 of a can at a time.
Yeah.
He'd just pull that thing out. He was also the offensive line coach.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's
built like a refrigerator.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like a dually.
Yeah, shout out Coach Hendricks.
So,
way back in the day.
And you know what the best? This guy just wiped the dip off on his golf shorts.
Oh, he doesn't care.
No.
No.
No. Wasn't worried about that, man.
Heck no.
No.
He's just spitting.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers. Hey, y'all. You know I love my meal kits from Home Chef. Home Chef is awesome. Wendy and I love it. We've ordered the meals. Empty Nesters makes it easy for delicious, nutritious meals brought to you by Home Chef. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/OOB. That's homechef.com/OOB for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/OOB. We love it. You'll love it. Wendy and I love it. Check out Home Chef today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jeremy B. Oh, man. I'll get into that in a minute. That's long. I got to go through that. All right. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Let's Michigan State goes down. Kansas State won. Gonzaga beat UCLA. That was unfortunate for my bracket. I didn't really have a lot going, but I had one team left. But I can't even get into ESPN to figure out what else I have. But I'd picked UCLA to win it, and they're out. Maybe Mark Few gets it. Maybe Alabama. Maybe somebody else. I'm hoping that Marquise Noel's ankle, you know, obviously they'll have that stem, whatever. You know, they'll be doing all sorts of things to it all day today because Kansas State punched their ticket with a first-year head coach to the Elite Eight. I just think that's so cool. UConn went hammer time on Arkansas, and Tennessee lost to Florida Atlantic. So that's where we are. Today, we've got a new slate of games. You know, Blake and I were talking before the show. Y'all know who Austin Williams is, the wide receiver at Mississippi State? He's a guy that you feel like has been playing for about 8 years in Starkville. Drew Timmy is the same way at Gonzaga. And he was unbelievable again last night. You know, and he's made headbands, I guess, cool again. Right? Because when I was growing up, I just missed the ABA. And right when I started to remember sports, right before that, the ABA and NBA merged into the NBA. And that's why we got Dr. J with the Philadelphia 76ers. But there were some guys in the 70s and early 80s to a certain extent who could really, really wear the headband. And then it went away for the most part for a while. Well, Drew Timmy said, I'll bring it back and I'll own it and I'll make a fashion statement. But he's been at Gonzaga forever.
Yeah, it feels like it's been 6 years. This is literally, for real, only his fourth season. But incredible. It feels like it's been forever. He now holds the record for most 20-point games in NCAA tournament history.
Well, he had 36 and 13 last night. Is that good?
Yeah,
in college basketball?
How's that work?
Yeah. Drew Timmy or Austin Williams, which one is older?
Drew Timmy looks
like he's 37. Austin Williams does not.
The best way I can describe Drew Timmy is Drew Timmy's the guy that when you go to your church gymnasium and there's a pickup game running, there's a guy out there in like shorts that are a little too short and he still has a headband on, and you go, okay, either that guy tries too hard and he's not good, or he's about to shoot the lights out of the gym and never leave the floor.
Right.
And then that's what happens. He shoots the lights out of the gym and never leaves the floor.
Yeah.
He's a beer league basketball player. Like, built. That's exactly what he looks
like.
And
people underestimate him, and then he wears you out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He's a character. I mean, he looks like someone that would be in an Adam Sandler movie from the 90s about basketball. You know
no
what I mean? Like,
doubt.
That's what Drew Timmy looks like.
Yes. That
Drew Timmy looks like he plays disc golf in his off days.
Yeah.
100%.
Isn't that a requirement to get into Gonzaga?
Where is Gonzaga?
It's up in Washington or somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, then yes, they definitely have disc golf.
That's a prerequisite.
Yeah.
They don't care about ACT scores.
Yeah.
It's... Do you play disc golf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been on a spiritual awakening retreat? That's all they're worried
about.
That
too?
Yeah.
That's whatever that is. Maybe I'll do that over the weekend. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone is brought to you by Independent Roofing Systems, the number one commercial industrial roofing company in Mississippi, roofing.ms. And the show is also presented by the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Hit it this weekend. Enjoy hoops. At the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge, they have a full bar and they serve food, plenty of comfortable leather chairs, TVs for days, and it's right on the casino floor. So you can hop over to a blackjack table or craps or poker or whatever you want to do. Do we want to get into?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm debating.
Get into whatever. You're in great debation.
Well, the audio sounds fine, but actually the national days sound pretty awesome.
We can do anything.
Okay. Just real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know how, you know, what the legs will be here right now, but it's National Cocktail Day.
Oh.
And considering we have three amazing spirits partner, and we will want you to be a spirit animal, Blake, during this time. But we obviously have Patron Tequila, number one selling tequila in the country. Long Branch Bourbon. Excellent, excellent Kentucky straight bourbon. And Tito's Vodka, number one selling vodka in the country. You know, number one, kind of, yeah. And so there's all kinds of cocktails that you can do with those spirits on National Cocktail Day. Patron, super premium tequila, Long Branch Bourbon, and Tito's Vodka. So shout out.
That does bring up a great question of what's the best cocktail of all time? So a cocktail requires ingredients and mixing. So that means like a Russell's on the rock, a Patron on the rock is not a cocktail. That's just
correct.
That's just a drink.
Right.
Right. Cocktail requires mixology. So,
ooh, you just said mixology.
So if you were going to, I mean, here we go again. It feels like these days just set this up for us, but if you were going to Mount Rushmore, the greatest cocktails of all time, where are you starting?
Where am I starting
I know number one for me, it's an old fashioned.
Yeah, well, I do love an old fashioned.
And it stands the test of time.
It does.
I mean,
it actually went away so you don't remember. It's been so hot since you've kind of been in your 20s.
Bourbon boomed in what?
So when 90s? I was bartending in the mid 90s.
Yeah.
Okay, it was huge.
Yep.
But it was but the only people that were ordering it were men over 55, but most were over 60 years old that had come out of, at that time, probably graduated from college in the 50s.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Maybe some in the 60s.
Yep.
So I made a ton of old fashions at Shapley's. Okay? But guess what else I made?
Martinis?
Yes, but also a bunch of Manhattans, too. Okay. Now, this was not prevalent like at every restaurant in the state of Mississippi.
Well, no.
Okay?
We're talking about a specific level of bar and above, obviously.
Right.
We're not talking about going to, like, you know, the Square Rick's and, like, drinking at a, you know, college bar, right? Not the same thing, obviously.
I'll have to tell you another one, and this was straight from the country clubs coming out of the 60s and 70s. Vodka and Jim Giblets.
Really?
Yes.
Nobody makes Giblets anymore.
I'm telling you, if I made one, I made over 1,000 while I was bartending in college.
All right, so
now when I was at K-Sara, I wasn't making any of those.
So
when I was at Nick's, and those drinks were a dime a dozen. How about that?
Correct.
Yeah,
I understand. So I would put the old fashioned on the Mount Rushmore. I think I'd have to put a martini on the Mount Rushmore.
Let's go with the Tito's Espresso Martini. Are so hot right now.
Yeah.
And as I've been kind of traveling around the last few months, I see them everywhere.
Yeah.
And if you're at any kind of nice restaurant, you'll see an espresso Tito's Martini.
I'm not a big martini person.
I love them.
Personally.
I don't drink many of them. I went through a stretch. Scott Kessler and I got into it late 90s. But, yeah, dude, you give me super chilled Tito's with three olives, I'm in all day long. How about a Patron Añejo highball?
Ooh. I mean, I think the margarita goes on the Mount Rushmore, right? Because I'm trying to think of, like, too, like, drinks that stand the test of time and also have massive popularity.
This one I like. Patron Añejo, club soda, and an orange twist. See, there's not a lot going on there, and it's not too sweet.
It's almost like a tequila old fashioned.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a similar take on that.
Patron Añejo, club soda, orange twist.
So if I gave you old fashioned martini and margarita as three of my Mount Rushmores, what's the fourth? Old fashioned martini, margarita. A, do those three belong? But B, what would be the fourth?
What would be the fourth?
It's I think those are easy, and then it goes, oh man, now who do I put there, right?
So, old fashioned, margarita, and martini.
I don't know what number four would be.
Well, we'll have to Google.
It gets pretty difficult.
Top cocktails.
Yeah.
Top five, top 10 cocktails and work back from there.
It gets tough after that one.
Also, it's Philly cheesesteak sandwich day. And there's all kinds of places to hit for that, including Roosevelt's at Live Oaks. Yeah. But there's other places.
How about Bulldog Burgers, Philly cheese spring rolls?
Oh.
It's a Philly cheesesteak in an egg roll.
Now I'm really hungry.
Yeah. And you get the fondue cheese sauce. Oh, yeah. Those things are fire.
They are fire.
They're so good.
I'm heading to Starkville today.
Are you?
I am.
Okay.
I am. So.
Do you think Mississippi State baseball will be in Starkville this weekend?
I don't know. I'm not worried about it. Wendy's coming with me. I can promise you baseball's not.
So you've checked out. You're a week into SEC play and you're out.
I will not go to the game. So I've got to get some things ready for some friends tomorrow. This afternoon, and we'll do a little hosting up there. My daughter has something tomorrow there, and then I will partake in the game tomorrow. I don't know how much I'll watch.
Mm.
Yeah.
You think you'll spend more time watching basketball this weekend than baseball?
I don't know. It sounds like I'm going to be out and about a lot, but at once.
Oh, social bow.
The Elite Eight is later. Let me make sure I got that right. The Elite Eight is scores. And I think I'm going to be okay. The Out of Bounds Show is brought to you by Independent Roofing Systems, the number one commercial and industrial roofing company in the state of Mississippi. Independent Roofing Systems here Saturday's deal. Yeah, I will, because it's a 509 and a 749 tip. That's perfect for me. Yeah. That's going to work out well. Florida Atlantic and Kansas State. Like, my Kansas State Wildcats. Jerome Tang is my favorite coach in the tournament. I've talked about it. First-year head coach. 19 years as an assistant. Incredible story. And we also asked this question. Austin Williams, wide receiver at Mississippi State. Drew Timmy, /center for Gonzaga. Who's older? Both have been playing for what feels like 7 years in collegiate athletics. Steve Robertson at 8:30 today.